Well, it was good. I thought we had a good practice today. We're starting to catch on to a lot of the concepts that we're trying to teach. You know, I like this football team. They work hard. They concentrate. They study. And they seem to have pretty good chemistry. So, and we've still got tons and tons of work to do. But I feel like we are heading in the right direction. And I'm excited, really, to get going into training camp. So, questions?
What have you thought about the tempo and pacing? I know last year you talked a little bit about that and just how you run a run practice. What have you seen?
I think our players really understand what we want. We get, you know, we get through practice really quickly, get a lot of work done. We go to a good pace, and you know, keeps everybody into it. So they, you know, they got to think quick off their feet and get moving. So we've had a lot of good situations throughout these OTAs, and we've done the coaches have done a great job in trying to teach a lot of situation football. We've been meeting as a team on a lot of situations, and then we hit quite a few today.
Dean, with the competition at linebacker with all those guys.
Well, you know, we've had a few guys that have been out with Barr and Hodges, and Monty's out a little bit right now, but it's been good. It's, you know, I think the competition level throughout the whole football team is much better. The depth of the football team is better, and you know, you got to credit Rick and the scouts for adding a lot of good quality football players. So it's been good.
Do you see Barr's status? Do you expect he'll be back for minicamp? Or
he's over the hump now, and so I anticipate him being getting some next week. I don't know how much.
Something that was kind of lingering from last year or something?
No, it just kind of happened. It wasn't really anything that that, you know, we could pinpoint.
Have you seen him be able to practice?
No.
What kind of stuff can he help Teddy with? Kind of summarize how he can help him.
I don't know. You'd have to ask Teddy. You know, obviously the experience of playing for as long as he has, but you know, those quarterbacks seem to have a lot of like communication amongst each other that they don't let me in on.
Just on the field, but his personality in the locker room.
I like Mike Wallace. He's he's got some fire, and he comes up to me all the time and say, "You can't stop me today," and stuff like that. And I like those guys that are competitors. And he works extremely hard. I think he's developing a good relationship with everybody on the football team, not just Teddy.
Comes in with a lot of mentors who know the game well. Where is his intelligence level for the pro game? As a rookie, about average, better. Where is he at?
That's a hard one. I think, you know, he's further ahead than most rookies. I would say, but they're all different. I mean, you know, Barr was pretty sharp last year when he came in, and so they're all different. Eric's been doing a good job. He's obviously got a lot of athletic ability. He's studying real hard. He's you know, I think he's got a chance to be a good player.
He doesn't like to make the same mistake twice. Obviously, that's like the lowest common denominator when a rookie comes in. Is that what you expect from a rookie? Obviously, then they can just take that to the next level up.
Yeah, well, I don't like it from any of the players to make the same mistake twice. So you know, that's good, and that's something we kind of preach to the players. You know, you make a mistake, okay, let's learn from it, let's move on, let's not continually make it, and that's when you have problems. But he's probably made the same mistake a couple times here and there. But just, you know, it's hard for the linebackers with alignments and different coverages and different things that they have to do because they're involved in so many different things with the run and the pass. So they have a lot of things on their plate, and with a young guy who has to make calls, who has to make adjustments and checks, and the things that we ask of our linebackers, it will take a little while, but I'm more encouraged by the things he's done, I guess. That's what I say.
When you're watching that competition at left end, has anybody stood out with Brian being held back?
Well, you know, I try not to get too excited about anything that goes on right now when we're not in pads, because we are trying to take care of each other. We're trying to keep everybody on our feet. We're not trying to, you know, give the full deck of cards in there. So it's more about knowing what to do, working on your techniques and things like that. So we'll figure all that out in training camp.
Mike, with Barr, I know you'd said a couple weeks ago it wasn't the knee he had surgery on. Is something going on with his other knee?
He's got another injury, but I really don't want to talk about it. That's what I'd say, I guess. He's going to be fine.
What have your impressions been of Kendrick's ability to pass coverage? He's been working in the nickel a lot.
Yeah, well, he's a good athlete, so he's got a very good quickness, very good acceleration. He can run fast, and he's got instincts. So that leads to being good in a lot of places, not just pass coverage.
With Yankee, you said last year, you know, about the strength in him not playing as much. What makes you confident that, you know, he can be involved more this year than he was last year?
Well, he's done better. He's done better these OTAs now. Like, you know, kind of what I said with the defensive end, it's just so hard to evaluate the offensive and defensive linemen unless we're seeing them doing the right things. But he's looked much improved in these OTAs.
Evaluate that despite not having pads.
His foot quickness, his bend, you know, body positions, things like that.
With Adrian maybe not playing in the preseason, you said it's June, don't hold you to it, that he might not play in any preseason games. Is he the kind of player that may come to you and say, I haven't played an actual game in a while, I want to, or would you be the one to hold him back?
I with a player of his caliber, the way that I would handle that would be as we get into the preseason and we get going, and I'll probably talk to him about his feelings on it and see what he needs, if feel like he needs to get ready for the season, and if he doesn't feel like he needs any, then I'm not worried about it. If he feels like he needs to get some, maybe we'll get him a couple carries, but he's going to get so many reps in training camp and so much work there, so I'm honestly not worried about it.
You talked about a lot of the excitement with Adrian coming back now that's kind of week two. Have things kind of normalized and guys just kind of going about their business? Or
Yeah, I think everything's pretty much ABAD.
Expect mini camp to differ from OTAs the last couple weeks for you?
None.
Protocol.
You've gotten a chance to see Josh Robinson here. Does he look like he's getting more comfortable with the techniques you want him to play in your system here?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure he was uncomfortable before. It was more about refining things, and you know that's kind of really what we're trying to do.
Brian Robinson, yeah, just doing some conditioning on the side. Is he gonna be ready for minicamp or is something?
I anticipate that he'll probably be out here next week. Yes, but we're gonna be careful with him. You know, there's no sense in. I mean, we may give him a little bit of. Some of the individual work and some of the situation stuff, but we're going to be careful with him. Same with Lode Holt. I anticipate he'll be out here a little bit this next week. And, you know, we're still trying to be a little careful with Fusco. So
when you're evaluating film here in OTAs, I mean, do you take everything with a grain of salt when you're kind of observing these guys?
It's pretty much a rock of salt, I guess, but we evaluate really hard. It's just we understand that there's some things that we can't do at this time of year without pads on. So there's a good chance that whatever we're evaluating now could change when the physicality of the game starts to come back.
How's
Scott Craig?
Excuse me?
Mike Cole, Pruitt is getting a number of opportunities out there. Do you like what you see so far?
I do. He's got very good hands. He's got good size. He can run very fast. He's making some great catches. He's getting a lot of work. Red Ellison has been out a little bit this week, and so he's getting a lot of reps, and he's got a chance to help us.
How's Scott Crichton looked with those few extra reps that he's gotten with Brian?
Good. You know, it's same deal. I mean, Scott's improved. You know, we can see those things. He's improved from where he was. He's not thinking so much. He's more attacking and then playing football as opposed to thinking and then playing football. In a lot of those ways, he's improved a lot. We've moved him inside some, and he's flashed a little bit in there. But again, it's, you know, I'm being cautious with my evaluations.
Mike, what do you with Harrison at this stage in his career? Do you see him, you know, being a little more of an alpha male in that back defensive backfield? I mean, he has been with his play, but in terms of the unit gravitating toward him, do you expect any of that from him?
Well, he's a fairly quiet guy. Honestly, the thing that I've been impressed with Harrison, and I've been around a lot of really good safeties throughout my career, but the things that I've really been impressed he has really improved his coverage ability. He's worked really hard. His technique has improved tremendously. I asked him one day, I said, is this stuff easier now? He says, it's way easier than, you know, than what he was doing last year. So I'm hopeful that he'll continue to do those things. As far as being the type of leader and vocal and things like that, I believe he is a leader because of how he goes about his business. I don't care that much how he vocalizes his leadership, because I want him to be him. I don't want him to try to be somebody he's not. And the players all respect him, and I'm hopeful that he has a very good year.
Okay. Thank you.